Ever try to buy like all the cookies at a bake sale at once?
Huh. I can imagine the look on their faces.
Yeah, right. The price probably shot up right there on the spot, huh?
Supply and demand, right.
Exactly. That's price impact in action. And today we're going to dive into how this plays out in the world of crypto using this cool article from Goblin's Catch. They're really in the trenches with this stuff.
Yeah, Goblin's Cash is great. They really get into the nitty-gritty.
So let's get into it. What your IS price impact, like in plain English?
So price impact, it's basically how much your trade, like buying or selling crypto, actually moves the price.
Okay, so if I buy a ton of a token,
The price is likely going to go up.
and if I sell a whole bunch,
You're probably going to see that price dip. It's all about supply and demand, just like our bake sale, but inside these things called liquidity pools.
liquidity pools, right. Those always sound a little mysterious. What are those again?
Think of them like digital trading hubs. They're these pools of tokens that let you trade without needing a traditional order book. And the key here is in the name, liquidity.
So more tokens in the pools, better.
Exactly. A highly liquid pool has tons of tokens sloshing around, so your trade, it's just a ripple, no big deal.
Like throwing a pebble in the ocean, right?
Exactly. But go to a pool with low liquidity. Now your trade's a cannonball. Massive price swings, the whole deal.
Okay, so big picture, why is Goblin's Cash making such a big deal about this? Why should people really care about price impact?
Because it flips the script on how we think about trading. In the crypto world, you, the individual investor, can actually move the market with your trades. That kind of power is unheard of in traditional finance.
Whoa, that's pretty awesome. Okay, so say I want to jump in, right? I'm ready to be a crypto whale. What are some things I need to know to, not get totally wrecked by price impact?
Well, Goblin's Cash has some great tips. First off, they talk about slippage tolerance.
Slippage tolerance, what is that?
It's basically a safety net. You're setting a limit, saying, hey, I'm willing to accept a price difference this big between when I hit buy and when the trade actually goes through.
Oh, that makes sense, especially in those low liquidity pools where things are moving fast.
Exactly. It's like setting a limit order, but on a decentralized exchange.
So, what else can we do?
Well, another strategy they mentioned is divide and conquer.
Wait, like what we learned in history class?
Yeah, kinda. Basically, break up that huge trade into smaller chunks.
So, instead of one big splash,
You're making a few smaller ripples. Less impact on the pool, which usually means a smoother, cheaper trade for you.
gotcha. So, slippage, breaking up trades, anything else? What about choosing the right pool in the first place?
Oh, absolutely. Stick to high liquidity pools whenever you can. Less risk, smoother sailing all around. But remember, liquidity isn't constant. It's always changing. What's calm today might be wild tomorrow.
So, always check the pool's vibe before you dive in.
Exactly.
All right, so we've talked about being the trader, but what about the people actually providing the liquidity in the pool, the ones with their tokens just swimming around in there? Goblin's Cash calls it the liquidity provider's dilemma.
Right. See, every trade, it creates fees. Those fees go to the liquidity providers as a reward.
Makes sense. Gotta incentivize people.
But big trades, especially the ones that cause a lot of price impact, they can eat into those potential earnings.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. You want those fees, but big price swings can be risky if you're a liquidity provider.
This has been super interesting, just how this one thing, price impact, connects everything together.
Right. And honestly, what blows my mind is we're just scratching the surface here.
How so?
Goblin's Cash focuses on like individual trades, right?
Right.
But as these platforms grow, with more and more people joining DeFi, imagine what happens when huge E trades can potentially move the entire market.
Wow,
It's a crazy thought, right? Exciting, but also a bit daunting.
definitely something to think about. So, to all our listeners out there, next time you hit buy or sell, remember it's more than just a transaction. It's all connected. Goblin's Cash gives you a great starting point, but keep learning, keep exploring, and always trade safe out there.